guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. This is kind of a goofy story, but this is one of those things where imagine you're a woman and you're so confident in your looks that you're insulted that everyday average guys come and talk to you. Imagine you think that. You're like, oh, I can't believe normal men are talking to me. So beautiful, so attractive. Now, even if you're a model and all that, still being this full of yourself. But imagine you're so full of yourself, you call in to a help, or you write a letter into a help article to ask for actual help about fixing this. So not only are you so full of yourself, you believe this, but she's so full of herself that she actually asks help on how to correct the problem. You know, sometimes life's just too funny. All right, so this woman writes in, why do average looking men think they have a chance with me? You know, no matter how pretty someone can be on the outside, imagine how ugly she is on the inside. I have a feeling this is the type of woman that treats waiters and waitresses poorly, treats their bartender poorly, just one of those individuals. But she says here, so they wrote into Slate.com, and it's their advice column. And they write it to Stoya and Rich, and which is an article, I guess a self-help thing. I'm not going to read Stoya and Rich's reply, because I'll give you my reply, but this is, Dear How to Do It, I'm an attractive, intelligent woman in my mid-30s. There's your problem. Here comes the wall. Undefeated. The wall is undefeated. To a certain extent, I know these things to be true. I've worked for 15 years as a successful commercial model. Okay, then she's pretty. Although, she says, I've worked, past tense. So maybe she was let go because there were younger models out there. We don't know. And I have a master's degree. In what? In what do you have your master's degree? Gender theory? Then that doesn't make you smart. And an above average IQ. Okay, maybe. I'm in incredible shape. I also important to add, I definitely don't come across as modest or sexually conservative. I post lingerie. Yes, I know it's not pronounced like that. And bikini selfies. Okay, so she loves herself very, very much. Well, let's face it. If you met this woman and she was attracted to you, she could never love you because she loves herself far too much to include you in her life. I get a lot of emotional and intellectual fulfillment from my relationships with friends and family. When I date, my primary interest is finding partners who excite me physically and fulfill me intimately. Okay, that is your primary interest. So your primary interest is basically doing it well, and probably with really hot guys. Because if you are a really hot woman, you can sleep with really hot guys. It is not a surprise. If you are a successful commercial model, if you are intelligent, I mean, I'm teasing her, maybe she is intelligent, and incredible shape, yes, you will have all sorts of very attractive men trying to sleep with you. But the thing is, you have to find those attractive men, and that's not easy, because a lot of them probably are out already sleeping with very pretty women. On top of that, if you're looking for a guy around your age or so that's also incredibly good looking, guess who he's being intimate with? 23-year-olds. That's right, 23-year-olds, not 30, mid-30-somethings. And mid-30 might be 38. Anyway, she says, for reasons I don't understand, I rarely attract these men anymore. Shocking. It's called the wall. 35. I mean, you're 35. Again, older men have options. A 40-year-old that's good-looking, a 50-year-old that's good-looking, 35-year-old guy that's good-looking, active, intelligent, so on and so forth. They casually date the 20-somethings. and 20-somethings like them. I mean, I read an article just yesterday about how women want to date more intellectually challenging, smarter, interesting men, so they'll date older because, I mean, yes, they still want attractive, but they like the challenge, and they like men that can teach them something and be a mentor as well as a lover. I mean, I read our article about that yesterday. So she says, I really don't track these men anymore. The men who flocked me, asking me out to the tune of several times a week, oh, you poor thing, are average or below average looking smart guys. These men have everything I'm looking for in a friend, but they aren't what I want in a dating partner. Why is that? What makes them friends but not worth dating? Because they're not super attractive. That's what she's been used to all her life. The other thing that I find interesting here is she says they flock to me several times a week, are average or below average looking smart guys. Okay, so they're smart, and maybe they're coming to you because you're smart and they like to have the conversations that you have together. And maybe they're confident and they said, wow, she's smart, she's attractive, I'm going to ask her out. I mean, I don't find that as incredibly, but here's what I find interesting. She says are average or below average. Well, we know to an extremely attractive woman that's a 10, right? An average looking guy is a 9. And then a below average guy is an 8 or a 7. Because let's face it, 5s and 6s are invisible to this woman. And 5 and 6s probably wouldn't go up and talk to her, because we also know a woman like that's going to have attitude. And yes, I'll get shot down. Now, someone like me, or somebody that just doesn't IDGAF, someone that really doesn't care, might go out and ask her out and mess with her a little bit because it's fun or it's entertaining. And if she said yes, hey, all the better. But if she doesn't, it's not like she's going to hurt my feelings, because I was expecting that anyway. But the average guy, the truly average guy, is not talking to a fitness model or someone that's extremely attractive. So what she's considering, I guarantee you, she doesn't say this, but I guarantee you what she considers average or below average, if she's a 10, they're 9s and 8s. If she's a 9, they're 8s and 7s, so on and so forth. My take is that they think my academic interests and penchant for elevated conversation will make me fall for them despite an obvious attractiveness gap. Here's the thing. Very successful, popular men that aren't that attractive get really beautiful women. I mean, you look at David Spade. I mean, he's short. He's kind of weaselly looking. He's hasn't been in a movie in a little while. He's looking a little rough nowadays. He dates some pretty hot women, and he's like a B-list, well, C-list celebrity at this point in time. But if you take an A-lister that's average looking, he can also sleep with really beautiful women. So if they're as smart and intelligent and successful, then they are probably used to dating women that look like her. But she doesn't think she's insulted because these aren't the super hot guys that she's used to. She says, if I was looking for a marriage partner, someone to start a family with, that might be true. And there it is. She sees those guys as beta bucks, providers, right? They come forth, they're intelligent, maybe they're successful, they're average, which really means they're probably a 7. And she says, if I was looking for a marriage partner, someone to start a family with, that might be true. Well, guess what? You're 35. Probably most men are thinking you probably want to settle down. That's what most women, I mean, once you get to mid-30s, that's when women are like, okay, maybe it's time to settle down and find Mr. Right. You can play the field, and there's nothing wrong with women playing the field until the day they die. Imagine you're an 18-year-old woman and you're given $30 million. And every year that goes by, $1 million is taken from you. Whether you spend it or not, it's just gone. So if you're 18 and you have $30 million, by the time you're 48, there's no money left. That's how the sands of time work with looks with women. And it's not fair, but it's biology. It's, you know, gravity takes over. You get the wrinkles. You get some parts sagging a little bit. And yes, if you work at the gym, you can get rid of the sagging bits and all that. But the really attractive A-list guys that are super catches, they can keep getting the 20 and 30-somethings. Leonardo DiCaprio, when his girlfriend hits like 24 or 26, he breaks up with them and then starts with another one that's like 21 or 22, dates them for a few years till they're 26 or whatever it is, and then he dumps them and he starts over again. They can do that. Men can do that. And women that say, well, it's not fair. That's not fair because, you know, women looks fade. You shouldn't judge a woman by her looks only. Okay, I'll put it to you this way. What if a man was extremely rich, and over time his money left? Now imagine him at 50 being out of money, saying, do you want me now? And a woman would say, no, because I can date that 24-year-old with millions of dollars. It works the same way, except for women it's looks and men it's finance. I didn't make these rules. It's called society. She says, if I was looking for a marriage or partner, someone to start a family, that might be true, but I'm not. I want hot intimacy with semi-committed medium-term partners. It sounds odd, but recently this nonstop attention for average-looking guys has started to eat away at my self-esteem, as it should. Your self-esteem, you, let's say you're a 10 looker, right? Her attitude is she's a 14 in her own mind. Unbelievable. Instead of feeling flattered that they connect with me and intellectually, I question whether interest from only this type of man means I'm not actually attractive. Again, they're great people. I just don't want to be intimate with them. What can I do to attract the type of man I actually want to date? And how can I stop myself from feeling so insecure about the type of attention I'm getting in the meantime? Signed, Too Sexy. You know, it's so easy to make fun of people like this, but the truth is, and I mean this, yes, I make fun of people like this, but the truth is, it's sad. This is actually incredibly sad. And not for me, I'm not sad about it at all. I'm just sad for her. Because the truth is, she determines her self-worth by her looks. She's intelligent. She's in good shape. But she feels that she deserves the best of the best men because I'm beautiful and I'm this and I'm that. And again, the truth is those men can, the men she's after can get any woman they want. So when they go on to if they're using a dating app, I guarantee you they're setting the range between like 22 and 26, maybe 30, 28, whatever. They're looking for college, you know, right after college, still prime of their life, young, having fun, exciting, outgoing. And guys just don't walk up to the woman like that. And if she's at the bar and she's 35 and she looks incredible, again, the guys that really have it going on are looking around and they're looking right past her doing the 1,000-yard stare at the 27-year-old or the 31-year-old or 30-year-old behind her. And why I'm sad for her is because this, the entitlement, when she realizes that she's not going to get these men anymore, it is going to be soul-crushing for her. And it shouldn't. She could probably get a very, very good guy, a great guy. But again, if you're thinking 8 is probably average or below average for you because you're so your head's so far in the clouds, you've got no chance. And the worst part about it, well, the best part about it, actually, is that father time keeps on a-ticking. So it only gets worse for her. If she thinks things are bad now and she just wants to play the field for another couple of years because she's like, I do not want to get married. I don't want a long-term. I want a semi-committed medium term. That means she wants a hot guy to do it with until she meets another hot guy, and maybe she'll do it with him too. How long do you think this lasts? Look, men know we've got a timer. I mean, there's very few 20-year-old somethings that really want to be with an older guy in his 40s or 50s, at least for long term. Now for flings, they'll do it, usually because of Daddy Warbucks and he's got some money. But when you get to be that age as a woman, the really attractive hot guys, they just look you by. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is to like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older work. And we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, the wall's undefeated. You have to be realistic with yourself. You have to understand, hey, what are my limitations? What can I really get? And adjust. Because if you don't adjust, you're going to be extremely crushed later on in life.